Welcome to Public Safety Talk Radio, the podcast for all of our heroes in public safety, including law enforcement professionals, firefighters, EMTs, corrections officers, healthcare workers, and more. The show is produced by the POC Way and is founded upon its Soundness Initiative. This episode is sponsored by AmTrust Warranty and Specialty Risk, a provider of line-of-duty death loan protection through many of our POC Way institutions. I am Ken Bader, your host for Public Safety Talk Radio, and here it is, May 31st, 2023. Just got back from beautiful New York City, had a great time there, and had an awesome experience at the Public Safety Business Summit that we held for our POCUA members. And although I always felt that it was going to be a solid good program, it turned out to be an excellent program, well exceeded my expectations. If you're a POCUA member or a former POCUA member that's dropped out because of costs and cutting and so forth because of COVID, you're really missing out on the post-COVID programs. I thought last year in Savannah, and especially this year in New York, the content, the agenda, the speakers, and the networking that we've had, it has been as good or better than anything that we had pre-COVID. Those that did participate, I believe, received a really rich experience. So those that haven't joined us, really need to reconsider where the cost cutting is. But speaking of cost cutting, COVID has not been good to the POCUA. Bluntly, I won't go into many details, but that's why for this Public Safety Business Summit in 2023, I approached the agenda from a certain extent, from a strategic planning type of an angle, because I wanted to know from the folks, since we've lost some members and, we're not going to the large venues because we're a smaller group now, went to them to say, what are you looking for an association, prepared that this may even be the last year for the POCUA, but what I got back was tremendous in terms of ideas, in terms of support, and in terms of different avenues for our future, understanding that the most important part of what we do at the POCUA and even Public Safety Talk Radio, this podcast, is to serve and support first responders. And with that perspective, I received a great feedback and a lot of good ideas on how to proceed in 2024. So just a few of the highlights that I want to point out. We had a number of great speakers, I believe, highlighted on Monday by Chief Terrence Monahan, former chief of the NYPD, gave a great presentation that was engaging and a lot of fun. So thank you, Chief. And Tuesday, the last day of the conference, we led off with Robert Garland, one of our business partners from Fund the First. And hopefully we'll be doing more with him and that platform in the near future. But really fun and hard-hitting program that Robert and the chief brought to our audience, and I thought it was outstanding. And we also had some great networking, and that's what led to some really solid ideas of what we could do for first responders going forward. And so just to give you a little bit of insight as I continue to put together the strategy for what will be, in my mind, enhanced consortium going into 2024 with some real differences that are good for first responders and our current and future members is we're really going to lean on our strong partners. We've been really blessed with having terrific sponsors, not just sponsors, but supporters, real business partners. So I have to call call out AmTrust as being an awesome partner and doing a phenomenal job. I knew they were going to do a good job to a great job, but they did a phenomenal job of hosting us in New York City this month for the Public Safety Business Summit. We'll continue to lean on them and use the Killed in Line of Duty loan protection as a catalyst and a linchpin to what we're doing in the future, because I truly believe that that is one of the number one aspects that make our POCUA credit unions second to none compared to other financial institutions that serve first responders. And I believe that that speaks to what our mission and vision needs to be, which is the support of first responders through the growth of our members. I also want to give great kudos to Vero, who sponsored our reception and also gave a nice presentation. In fact, a little hint on what we're working on for 2024, Vero stepped up and talked about the possibility of hosting the 2024 Public Safety Business Summit at their headquarters in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've been to that headquarters and it is gorgeous. So nothing set in stone quite yet, but stay tuned and there'll be more information on that. Omni Commander, also a great support, and Josh Gallo was another great panelist that we had that talked about some of the challenges for first responder credit unions. And he knows not only by working with first responder credit unions, but being a first responder himself as a firefighter. And you've probably seen him on Public Safety Talk Radio. He was a guest earlier in one of our earlier seasons. And I also want to make a shout out to Corporate One that supports us every single year. They are our provider and supporter that has been with the Police Officers Credit Union Association since its very inception and through its many iterations. So with a lot of planning in front of us, not only for our association and the changes that we need to make going into 2024, that I need to work on as the CEO of the POCUA and what that's going to look like, but also thinking about some enhancements to Public Safety Talk Radio. So with that planning in mind going forward, we are going to wrap up season 5 of Public Safety Talk Radio with this little recap of the Public Safety Business Summit. We will be back with great guests for first responders. That is my intention, but we're going to plan something that is just as good or better than what we've had with the Public Safety Talk Radio and the POCUA. So I thank you for being a listener or watcher of season 5 of Public Safety Talk Radio. To all of the business partners of the POCUA, thank you for your support in 2023. And to all of our POCUA members, I really, really appreciate what you do. As most of you know, most of our members, our credit unions, in fact, all of our actual members are credit unions, but we do have a number of business partners that are other organizations. And as I mentioned to them, you know, I do certainly have respect for them as credit unions, but I honor them as service providers to first responders. To me, that's a level much higher than credit union or financial institution. So thank you to all of you. We'll be back with you as soon as possible and with some great updates on what our organization and what our podcast is going to look like. But for now, take care and stay safe out there.
Public Safety Talk Radio is produced by the POCUA. POCUA is a consortium of financial institutions serving law enforcement as well as other first responders and public safety professionals. To learn more about our association and to find one of our credit unions or service providers near you, go to www.police.com. pccreditunions.com. And always remember, if you aren't working with one of our POCUA credit unions, you're just banking with an institution that just so happens to serve first responders. As a public safety professional, you and your family deserve better. Find a POCUA credit union today.